Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We started this journey at the beginning of this year, and we endeavor to continue through the end, and we are now in the seventh month of 2018, and we give glory and honor to God. Amen. To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He is our help and our strength. He's our provision. He's the great physician. He's the one that makes breakthrough. He's the one that carves out a niche just for each and every one of us. He has purposed us in the earth for greatness. Now, my greatness might not look like your greatness. Your greatness might not look like mine, but great is great in the eyes of God, and He has purposed each of us. Amen. We have an enemy that is hard after us to change the purpose that God has placed in us. So we stand in His presence even on today, that the Lord might make us whole and entire in His presence, and that He continue to make us and mold us and turn us out and into that He destined us to be from the very beginning, that He purposed us to be. Our reason for being in the earth, amen, is that purpose that He's placed within us. Continue to join me as we continue in the word, amen, and in prayer that the Lord will open up revelations from on high to you and to me so that we see and know what it is that He has purposed each of us to do. Because whatever it is, I'm telling you, it's great, because God is great. Hallelujah. And He is excellent. Glory to God. So excellence is coursing through your veins because God is excellent. Amen. And he cannot be anything less, and neither can you. Amen. As long as you follow hard after Him. Amen. Jesus is knocking on today. He is pursuing each and every one of us. He's pursuing us, amen, that we might have life and that more abundantly. He said that's why He came. Amen. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Let's not miss it. Glory to God. We're reading on today from Psalms 81 through 83 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Psalms 81 through 83 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the lute. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of God, of the God of Jacob. This he established in Joseph as a testimony when he went throughout the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I did not understand. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the baskets. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me, there shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to Him, but their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would have satisfied you. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are
children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Silent, O God, do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God, for behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. And they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you, and the tents of Edom and Ishmaelites, Moab and Hagrites, Jabal, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with its inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah. Deal with them as with Midian, as with Sisera, as with Jabin at the brook Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as refuse on the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb, like Zeb. Yes, they're all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take out for ourselves the pastures of God for a possession. Oh, my God, make them like the whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind, as the fire burns the woods, and as the flames set through them with your tempest and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them put to shame and perish. Let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 81 through 83. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me as we go forth, amen, in the word, as we go forth, amen, in all that we're doing, amen, in the reading of the word and gathering knowledge and wisdom and most of all understanding from the Spirit of God. Let me leave this prayer with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless every soul, Lord God, that has gathered themselves around their radios, around their tablets, around their computers, however they are listening on today. I'm asking, Lord God, that you bless them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Lord God, whatever the need is in their lives, bring forth, manifest it, Lord God, reveal it, Lord God, in their sphere, reveal it, Lord God, in the atmosphere, and let it be known and let it be seen in the earth realm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if their body needs healing, heal them on today. Cause every cell in their body to align itself with the Spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, if their soul is in need of salvation, overtake them, oh God, with your mighty salvation. Lord, let them cause them to begin to call upon the name of Jesus. Lord, and see the great manifestation of your power that shall be when they do it. Lord, move right now every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, every ancient evil that has come against your people. Lord God, let it now be called powerless, because it cannot do the thing that it had decided that it was going to do. It's canceled right now. Every assignment of the enemy of your life, it is canceled in the name of Jesus. It is void. It is powerless for that it sought out to do, because the power of God is making a mighty move in the atmosphere even right now. Move, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Let your people's heads be uplifted and let them be encouraged by your power right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Join me as we continue in this journey. Amen.